Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One today. Got him swinging. Hamels with his sixth strikeout of the afternoon as he sends Seager packing.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Former All-Star, World Series MVP, and Texas Rangers ace. It is Cole Hamels. Good afternoon, sir, and happy opening day.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. I think the pressing question we all have at first is, why exactly are you friends with Derek Holland?
Well, entertainment first and foremost. He's one of the most quality guys that I've and genuine that I've ever been around. And, you know, just to kind of be able to, you know, not only share a locker room and be a teammate, I really enjoy his company outside of, you know, the baseball aspect and, you know, just how giving he is in the community. And I think that's what you really do is you really look for good people to be friends with. And, you know, there's trust and there's respect. And that's something that Derek and I definitely share. And that's why we hang out a lot.
What a delightful answer that was. Good for you, Derek.
What a best friend. He said the same thing about you, Cole.
Yeah, he did. He did. We talk with a lot of the guys at spring training. And for the fans, we're super amped about being the defending world champions. But to a man, the players were like, that was awesome. That was last year. How tough is it that to put it out of your mind and just be like, this is a new season. Last year is irrelevant, even if it was cool.
It is. I mean, that's the great thing about sports is every year you get to start over and be fresh. And I think that's just the competitiveness that you have is you're always aspiring to be better than last year or you're aspiring to repeat. And I think just being able to have that, this is how you judge and you see what type of athlete you are and how good of a team you are. And I know that goes to management. There's a lot of aspects, but you know, for Texas, I've been in that situation, you know, when you all said now have a bullseye, that's what it tests what you're all about and how good you can actually be. So I sometimes relished with that factor because I wanted to be the best and I know it doesn't last forever. So you need to aspire and accept those challenges to repeat and to, you know, set the record straight in a way that, you know, this wasn't a fluke. We are a really good team.
Yeah, Cole, it's Derek, your best friend. I just wanted to put out there.
So you had to introduce yourself to him?
Yeah, does he not know who you are? Are you? No, is he your best friend, but Cole's not your best friend?
No, we're best friends. Okay. You're just jealous, Mike. You don't have cool best friends. Cole, you've been around like rookies and stuff when they get first called up and everything. And in this situation, you know, got a guy jumping into the rotation with Cody Bradford. He's a lefty. Kind of similar to how you are in a way with how he pitches. Do you feel like, or actually I should say, what would you say to him going into this season now that he's becoming somebody that's in the rotation?
I think it's great. I think this is a really good test for him. And at the same point, he's got really good starting pitchers around him. So it doesn't have to worry about having all the pressure of trying to be the man, trying to have to carry a team. He's going to learn a lot from those veterans. And I think that's what Texas did a really good job with is getting the right type of veterans to give that push. And I think this is really what will help set him at ease while he goes out and competes and learns how to be really good at as a starter.
Cole, what I remember from y'all's Phillies teams when you guys were kicking my butt is You guys were great in the second half. You guys were, nothing against you guys, but you guys were average, it seemed like, in the first half, but then really took off in the second half. What was that trait that you guys had that you were able to, Jimmy Rollins and Utley and Howard and, you know, a whole bunch of other guys, really play your best down the stretch?
You're so right. And I really do think that was something where we knew we needed to maintain. I mean, it's kind of, it's a horse race. It's a marathon. You want to stay in the pack all the way through. You want to stay healthy. And then all of a sudden after that All-Star break, it's like we all came together and looked at each other and we said, all right, it's go time. Now let's not hold back. And we all had that mentality. And I think when you do it together as a team, oh my gosh, then you explode. And that was just guys just going, all right, we saved enough. Now we're here for the sprint. Let's go.
Do you feel as, you know, you guys were in the World Series, you win. Going into the next season, do you feel there was a difference in how you started out with the rotation stuff, like pitch counts and all that stuff? Did you guys do something different or did you guys just kind of stay the same as, you know what, that's already past us. We got enough rest. We should be good to go.
No, because, I mean, I think I completely stunk in April. My elbow was sore and, you know, there was something. I put a little too much. I didn't come in the best shape and that was my fault completely. And so I think it is. The coaches definitely kind of saw that and they kind of worked around. And that's why then they added a big, you know, two big pieces with Cliff Lee and Pedro Martinez at the trade deadline. So, you know, it was, we were trying to get through and I think we had a little bit of wear and tear. And then once we added those big pieces, it's like that almost rejuvenated us and kind of kicked us in gear a little bit. We're like, all right, let's go. We've got to get going.
This quote from Carlos Beltran when he got traded from the Yankees to Texas always stuck with me. And it was, in New York, there's all the other stuff. In Texas, it seems like it's just about baseball. And you put on the jersey for some pretty storied franchises. What was the difference in Philly, Chicago than it was from Texas?
I just think the division, being able to be in that Texas division, you're going out to, yes, I know it's hot in Texas, but I feel like all the other teams that you're playing in division are, it's either a dome or it's perfect California weather. So, you know, it's, you really got to just enjoy being at the baseball field and, you know, not having the sort of big cities of Boston and New York and kind of that pressure. And so you really got to kind of come together in the clubhouse and enjoy yourselves off and just really kind of get into the baseball environment without having a lot of that extra added noise. And you got to work a lot more. And I think that's kind of what guys, just like you really got to focus more on baseball.
We got to see Nathan Eovaldi get into some jams, but get out of them. And then we were listening to Randy Johnson recently talk about, hey, guys don't get that opportunity. A lot of times they'll just get pulled out of it. Yeah. And I don't want to talk too much about like the analytics part of it, but what did you learn about yourself whenever you got out of jams? And did you feel like you accomplished more from that?
100%. And Eovaldi came up when we were still allowed to get out of jams. You know, I know that transition has kind of happened ever since probably, I want to say the 19 and 20 seasons is when things kind of really changed. And, you know, you have to get in those situations. You have to. And the management has to trust you that, you know, sometimes it is. We're not winning 162 games. I know you don't want to give them away. But if it's a valuable lesson that you feel, all right, this could go wrong, but you know what? He's going to learn something that, yes, if we do lose this game, he's possibly going to win three more games now because of this lesson, and he's going to win playoff games. And I'd rather take that over anything opposed to just always being scared.
Could you say that last part one more time for my co-host who wants us to go 162-0?
Yeah, I want to go 162-0, Cole.
Sorry, if you want to bet on that in Vegas, like, good luck. I'll take that bet against you that you won't.
All right. A gentleman's bet of $1.
Yeah, exactly. Would be great, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, it would.
Cole, I was having a good conversation with another former player, and we were talking about throwing to the glove because usually when I pitched, almost every time. Now, you have to flash a target late with a runner on second and move late. But there would be – I wanted to throw to the glove for the most part. But you see a lot of catchers now really not give a target because they're trying to work from the ground up, or they flash a target, then take it away because of how they want to frame the pitch and try to keep it in the zone and give the umpire the best look at it. Can you talk about – did you throw to the glove? Did you throw to a spot? Did you care at all if the catcher gave you a target?
So I threw to kind of imaginary lines that I had in my vision. And that's, you know, that's what I would stand when I would stand out in the bullpen, not during my game time. And I was out on the mound and I was looking, I wouldn't have a catcher there. I looked at the corner of the plates and I had these visions of these lines, kind of like they would go up. And where I wanted to start it. And that's where my vision was of where I wanted to, the pitch to either run through it or start at it. And then it would either cut, drop, dive. And so I had this sort of vision that that's what I had to practice so that I didn't have to focus on the catcher's glove all the time. And really at the end of it, I tried to throw through the catcher. So, you know, a glove or not, there was sign stealing, there's location stealing, that was just part of the game. So we always had game plans where, hey, don't flash the glove too early because then, you know, the guy in second could give the inside or outside location. And, you know, I don't want that, so give it a little late. And so I had to create these imaginary lines in my line of sight that I practiced in between games. And, you know, it took a couple years.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is what I'm talking about. I got three guys that pitch that I can really learn baseball from. This is amazing. And then I'm going to ask this question. All right, so when you would throw, you always, when you would finish your pitch, you always stuck your thumb into your belt. It looked like you were kind of adjusting your belt. And I was just always curious, was that something that like was just like a tick, or were you were you trying to fix your pants? What was going on there?
Yes, because I was so skinny in the minor leagues when I came up, my pants didn't fit. And so my belt I had, you know, because I was so tall, and you know, this is before like really good customization of pants. When you're looking, you go to measurements and you go line up to get measured. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. I just want to get out of there so fast. I didn't want to take up the veteran's time. So it's like they hand you a pair of pants and I'm like, yeah, they said, this is great. I'll just tighten the belt extra, a couple belt loops. So when I first came up, I was like literally trying to adjust my pants to make sure they were still fitting right. And then it just became a tick.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I always wanted to ask about that, and now I know. Awesome.
I love that answer. And now
my dad played with Gaylord Perry. That's where he kept the Vaseline.
Okay.
So all right, I was like, Mike, where are you going with this, Corey?
He had a great answer. Right.
All right. As long as we're being super honest about everything, I'm hoping that you can help us out with one more thing. Do you remember in 2015 and 16, your Rangers teammate, Sean Tolleson?
Yeah, Tolly, yeah.
What do you think about Sean Tolleson?
Oh, he's great. I mean, one of the nicest guys. I mean, that was kind of the funniest thing is you come, he was so positive. I know with, what he had to do, when you're a closer, you're always thinking closers are kind of have a little screw loose. He's super down-to-earth, easygoing guy, and he's more quiet than any other kind of closer I was ever around. So, that was just something. I mean, it's like he really relished in the position that he was put in, and you couldn't be near a nicer guy that you could always count on, and he's just a quality human being.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you said that.
Those are all
because
good compliments. I love it.
Sean Tolleson and Derek Holland will not admit anything between them, but when we had them on together in an interview, it was the most awkward thing you've ever been a part of in your entire life from the word go. And we just wanted to get your input because I would have thought that interview was 17 hours long because Derek made it weird.
I mean, that's normal.
It's funny. I actually... Sean's brother is my kid's orthodontist, so it's like, hey, his family's pretty good. We still stick with him. I run into him all the time, so it's been good.
He's good people. I like him a lot.
I do think he's delightful.
Well, we want to pay like $2,000 to golf with Derek Holland and Sean Tolleson together.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Lots of excitement.
Yeah. Yep.
What else, Derek?
Why is it got to go to me?
Well, it's on you now, man.
This is your best friend.
I know, but you always make it awkward.
I have another question. Because you guys were talking about this off air, and Cole, I know the further you get into your career, you might be specifically working on certain things, but how much do you take from spring training? Because I have to admit, there's been some sloppy Rangers play. Not necessarily the final score. I'm not saying that. But there's been a little sloppiness that has me a little worried. How much do you take from what happens on the field in spring training?
Oh, man, I tried to have the highest ERA in spring training. I wanted to give up the most home runs. I wanted to do crazy stuff to hitters that I wouldn't do when a game was on the line to see if it would work. And if I gave up home runs, I actually wanted a hitter to kind of feel that confidence off me because I was probably going to do the complete opposite in a game. And I planned, and I think Derek, same thing. We planned to face hitters four times in a game, not two, not three, four. This guy was going to get four at bats in a game against me. So I have to have at least a couple tricks up my sleeve in times because the stats are out there. They know game plans. So I have to try to figure out so much more to be able to get a guy out that he can't anticipate.
Fascinating.
Bingo. I told you we don't care so much about spring training. It's more of getting prepared, try new things, and let it go.
Yep.
So
a lot of it with spring training is you have to build up your pitch count. So I say, hey, guys, I got 40 pitches. I need to throw 35 fastballs today.
Bingo.
I'm trying to get my velo. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm going to throw a fastball in a 3-0 count or a 2-0 count, like right down the middle. I have to get my fastballs in.
Cole, what's the difference? What's the different feeling on pitching opening day for your team versus a playoff game? Because I feel like opening day is the only day where you have kind of a playoff environment during the season.
I know, and I just wasn't that much of a fan of opening day. I love game one of a playoff. Opening day is just there's a little bit so much more prep into it that you're not in the rhythm. And I like being in the rhythm. When you get into the postseason, you already just played 162 games. So you're still in the rhythm. That opening day, that's kind of the uncertainty and the anxiety that you had that I'm like, crap, I just want to get through opening day so then I'm into the season. I can start my rhythm and start my routine.
Yeah, I was going to say most guys are just...
You're almost getting used to night games again and everything. I mean, that was, it's just starting to, get into the baseball life.
outstanding stuff, Cole. We really appreciate you jumping on.
Thank you very much.
And we really appreciate your friendship to our buddy Derek. He needs it. So thank you very much for that as well.
See you on the golf course soon.
Yep, I'll see you quite soon.
Bye, Cole.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's awesome.
Cole Hamels right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Dude, that was great, Derek. Good job, man.
Yeah, Derek, welcome, good job, man. I really liked when you laid out on your buddy there when he threw the ball to you.
Thanks, man.
I want to see.
For anybody that wants to know why Derek hasn't come back
yeah,
in a while,
this is why.
It's because of Mike.
This is why, because you'll get into your golf group if Tolleson's there. You're like, hey, Sean, what's Derek's deal?
You know what I'm saying? I want to play so bad with you and Sean Tolleson golf. It'd be great.
I like Sean Tolleson a lot. Derek, I like you a lot. But that clash of styles, it just didn't really work.
It was fun. It's
just different, you know?
Two different people.
Yep.
Complete opposites.
Yep.
You're not Paula Abdul.
Nope.
And that
MC
like,
Scat Cat.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right.
I'm gonna make this so awkward.
No, don't worry. I think you do by just like it's awesome
by design.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's by design.
Yeah. That's what you think.
Now I just want a podcast between you two because you'd have this weird battle about who can leave the most open space with nobody saying anything. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with the G-Bag Nation. They are live out at Globe Life Field for opening day. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.